Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos Shiur. We are continuing the Lachos of Dosh, and specifically the Lachos of Schitas Peres, taking the juice out of fruits or vegetables. So we learned that there are certain fruits which are Osur Midaraisa to squeeze for the juice, and that's Zeisim V'Anovim, olives and grapes. And there are others that is Osur to do on Shabbos Midarabanan, for example, apples, oranges, grapefruits. Those are Osur Midarabanan to squeeze out for the liquid. Now Chazal instituted another Gzeira, and that's called the Gzeira of Mashkin Shazavu, juices that oozed out. That means if some juice dripped out or oozed out of the fruits, it's also to drink that juice, because if someone drinks that juice, they might come to squeeze it. Say, oh, it's very good, I want to squeeze some more. And therefore they were geyser, they made an isser, they said it's not allowed to drink the juice that oozes out of the peris. But Chazal only said this Gzeira by Zeisim Va'anovim, which are made le'ikr le'tzarech mashke, for the juice, and therefore anything drips out is a problem of mashke's office. Xeri might come to squeeze more. But when it comes to the other fruits and vegetables, there's a difference. If you bought it in order to juice it, so then if it drips out, it's also to drink. But if you bought it for achila, and something drips, oozes out of it, and some juice oozes out of it, then it's not usher to drink that juice. It's only usher if I bought it and I brought it home in order to juice it. But if I brought it home for achila, there is no issa of mashkin shazavu. So therefore, halacha l'maisa, when it comes to zeisim va'anovim, which is olives and grapes, if anything oozes out of those, any juice oozes out of the zeisim va'anovim, it's aser, even if I didn't bring it home, I brought it home to eat. Still, the halacha is, those juices that ooze out of it, it's aser, medrabanon, as mashkin shazavu. It's even aser mishamuksa, because you're not allowed to drink it. And therefore, those are aser. Masha inkein, when it comes to apples, oranges, or grapefruits. Let's say you're cutting a grapefruit or an orange in order to make a fruit salad, and lands up on the plate, there's a bunch of juice. I'm allowed to take that juice and pour it into the fruit salad. It's not a problem. It's mashkin shazavu. But since that was made for achila, I brought home those peiros. I'm planning on eating those oranges or grapefruits as achila, as a fruit salad. Therefore, there's no iser of mashkin shazavu. But the poskim speak out, when you're coming to cut, let's say grapes or olives, you want to put it into a salad, you should be careful to cut it with a very sharp knife. In order, you shouldn't push too hard on those fruits, because if you push too hard, some juice will drip out of it, and that's mashkin shazavu, that mashkin is aser. Therefore, be careful to use a sharp knife when it comes to olives and grapes. Mashkin and other food, as long as it's there for food and not for the juice, then the halacha is, there's no iser of mashkin shazavu. But if you purchase the orange for juicing, so then it will have this iser of mashkin shazavu. And you're not allowed to drink any juice that trickles out on his plate from the orange that I bought for juicing.